Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Wow.
Oh, ouch. Hi, it's Alice. It's Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Hey, Maria. How you doing? Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Totally Friday. Oh, my God. All day. So hot. Friday comes blustering in here like a storm.
It's already been fun this morning.
It has been fun. We had fun this morning.
Speaking of, though, yes, last night's storm was freaking believable.
Unreal. It's like you go from Wednesday, which is like the most picturesque day of all time, just calm and beautiful. And then all of a sudden, we're just right back in it. It was almost like we needed to brace ourselves on that day just for what has happened.
This is a weird thing to say, especially into a microphone.
Yes. Oh.
And I say this knowing the people of San Bruno and the people up north are going to be all, what?
Wait, what?
PG&E kept my power on through that crap last night. And I know we shouldn't, you know, congratulate them. That's supposed to be a given. But yeah, that storm last night was insane. And I used to lose my power regularly for a sneeze, much less whatever.
Would you have one time turkeys sitting on a line or something?
Well, that was one of their phony storylines.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It was the turkeys. Did it. Whatever. Anyway, they kept our power on. I was sitting in bed going, well, I'm going to have to go get the generator. There's no way that we stay. There's no way. Mm. And then we did. So I get it.
Congratulations.
I went house hunting in San Bruno, and there were empty spots where houses had blown up. Mm. So I'm fully aware that PG&E is, you know, not everybody's best friend, but right. I kept my power on last night, and hopefully yours too. Good job, PG&E.
Yeah.
Because that storm was gnarly.
When was it? We didn't, like, Alameda, we had rain, but no, not a storm.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No, it was
I
just...
I feel like we never get, like, the big storms that everybody
honestly
else gets in Alameda.
Maybe
you're in the new garden
right
spot.
There on the, right, I guess.
Are you in Millbrae?
Yeah, it feels like it. Because, like, you guys have come in the last couple of times with the storms, and I'm like, man, I like storms. I didn't really get much.
No, I mean, it's just been, like, unbelievably windy. Like, we have one of those little weather stations on the top of our house.
Oh.
We just recently got re-roofed, so it was kind of precariously perched back up on there. It's gone now. Like, the whole weather station's gone. But John goes, yeah,
bye,
it wasn't really
station
working. I needed to get another one. I'm like, yeah, but I want to know how the wind gusts were. He goes,
that's
yeah.
That's how he
I
disappeared
just,
it? He just let the weather take it away? The weather.
Well, we had gotten re-roofed, so he didn't want to, he knew he wanted a different one.
Understood.
And so he didn't secure it the way he should have. And right. So I went to look at what the wind gusts were, and I'm like, uh-oh. I think our roof might be gone.
Well, there you go. The weather station worked.
It told me that it was windy enough to blow that thing off the roof.
By the way, Holmes.
Yes, dear.
74?
Oh, no. I did not do that. Please turn that down. Please, I don't know who comes in here. You know what? Someone is very cold in this building.
Your room is cold.
I like it cold.
I know you do, but I'm just saying if somebody else comes in later in the day, I can see why they would turn the temperature up because it's freezing in there.
Is it that cold?
No. Yes.
It's not that cold.
I mean,
you're
keep
in a very warm
on, but yeah.
But I get hot enough that I'll take my sweatshirt off once in a while, but then I put it right back
we've
on.
We've been dealing with some inner temperature changes.
The change.
The change.
Yeah.
The changes.
Yeah. No, so I've gotten
well
used
familiar.
To it, and I just keep the sweater on as well because we're going to go
I appreciate that, yeah. Because we are going back and forth. There's a layer thing happening and a fan thing. Although my fan, I haven't whipped that fan out. What? I mean, knock wood. That fan. I think I'm past them. Once in a while, I'll still have one. A hot flash, I'm talking
about.
How
long did they last, would you say?
Years.
Couple years.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I never got them the way some people do, though. So I'm like hoping I'm not cursing myself. Like maybe now it's about to explode on me.
All your girlfriends are your age, right?
Yeah.
You guys talk about it a lot?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not a lot.
Okay. Because I know Christina's friends, they talk about it. She's like, they talk about that too much.
Yeah. Well, she's not there yet.
No.
So she'll want to when, you know, you do start to have questions when it's happened to you. Like, so what about you? How is that? But I've heard more about people's issues. And
what?
I'm just
like what?
Like all kinds. There's all kinds of stuff that happens in menopause. Your the situation changes downstairs a little bit, apparently.
Better improvements.
Yes.
Great improvements.
Let's go with that. Sure. I mean, with hot flashes just come
great improvements.
Just
down
incredible
there.
Improvements. Right. Let's go with that.
All right.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Looking forward to that.
No, it's rough.
Oh.
It's things change.
Hmm.
Hairs grow where you don't want them.
What?
Yeah. You just all kinds of stuff.
Huh.
But.
They do?
Yeah.
Like inside?
Oh, all right.
Then. No.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
like,
I don't know.
I mean like on your chin.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well.
We immediately went to the weirdest, oddest.
That's what we were talking about. Were we?
Were we?
I thought we were.
We're talking about everything that changes, not just, there are changes everywhere. All kinds of changes, including your just metabolism changes so much. Like you all of a sudden are like, where did this 30 pounds come from?
Oh,
I eat the same as I've always eaten, doing the same amount of exercise as I've always done. Where is all this coming and from and how do I get it off of me?
Thank goodness I don't have to go through menopause.
Oh, you don't feel like you've already gone through it? Menopause?
Did I?
I don't know. You tell me. I mean, are you hot flashing over there?
I do cry easily.
Aww.
Missy, hey, Missy Dixon, thank you so much for the very kind letter. Missy Dixon wrote a book, everyone, In the Safe and Sound. She's a listener. And yeah, In the Safe and Sound, Missy M.A. Dixon, and just wrote the kindest letter. And it's really heartfelt. I read it yesterday and welled up, but then I left it on my desk and walked in and then welled up right here this morning.
Yeah.
Great job.
And then he picks it up again and he goes, what am I doing? Why am I trying to make myself cry before a show on
did
a Friday?
Did you read this letter?
I did not.
Oh, you got to read this letter.
I will.
It's someone's struggle. You know, did you know that today is Hug an Addict Day?
I did not.
Today is Hug an Addict Day.
I love it.
You want a hug?
I always want a hug.
All right. I'll give those freely. To either of you, as many hugs as you'd like.
You know,
no lap sitting or anything, though. I mean, let's, you know, keep it professional.
Try to manage your lust, though, because
I will.
Him and his dancing.
I know.
Whoa! Oh, can I read a little text that I found to be insulting?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no.
It just said, I saw the reel of Maddie dancing to I Want to Sex You Up. And now the conversation between Sarah and Maddie saying they see each other more as brother and sister and not sexy makes so much more sense. Is she implying that I'm just
she
so
could just
unsexy?
Tell, no, she could just tell by the way we look at each other that we're like brother and sister as opposed to any kind of sexual tension being between us.
She goes on, for the record, when that song came on the radio, I used to sing it at the top of my lungs to my dad because
gross.
I thought it said, I want to set you up. Talk about whoops. Love y'all.
Oh, 707 says more sexy dancing, Maddie.
Yeah, more sexy dancing. After he gets his new hip, there'll probably be a lot more sexy dancing.
I don't even know if we can handle it.
I was talking to John yesterday in the kitchen about the hip replacement and what next week is going to look like. It's kind of a screwy week. And he said he's got this friend.
Oh, my God. We talked about menopause and hip replacement.
I know. No, this is funny though. All right, never mind. We won't.
No, go ahead.
There's this whatever.
1995 me is going, what? What? Talk about drugs and rock and roll and drinking.
Right, you don't drink. Both your hips are gone. Like, wow. What happened to you, Maddie? What happened to all of us? You know what happened? The world kept on turning. And it'll keep on turning for you too, young people going, ew, old people. Arr, curses. Spoiled again.
What is this? 707 says, I wondered and texted this before. Why can't Sandy watch the girls one time so Vinny and Christina could go to Disney on their own to ride the rides? Because we don't want to enough. My mom will watch our kids any time.
Also,
unlimited.
I would never go to Disneyland without a kid. I just don't want to. I don't care that much about it. I, you know, it's lovely. I'm sure I would have a very good time, but you know where else I'd like to go? Hawaii.
Yeah, if she's going to watch the kids, I'm going surfing.
Yeah.
I would go to a park without kids if I had kids. I like it a lot.
Oh, you're a Disney person.
I'm a big Disney person. And
so yesterday when I was talking
to kids kind of ruin it for me. They're always running around and getting in my way.
I like
it
too, but I have to look at my time and how I'm using it. Like Disney is hanging with the kids.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
And
that's what it's for.
Enjoying it through their eyes. Mm-hmm. It's an experience for them.
Yep.
We've been cleaning out, doing some like closet cleaning, and John gets it in his head once in a while. He's just like, I got to take this closet apart. And in the closet, he found all these couple of old video cameras. And this, like, I think that we got these as a promotional thing, Vinny, years and years and years ago. They were little handheld recorders, and they were, and like a small, I don't even know, it's like the size of a big lighter, and you would press it and you could record, and then it was like a digital recording that you,
audio
yes, only recording.
I'm familiar.
So I don't really know where I got it from, but we used it, and my kids are a baby and a 2-year-old.
Aww.
And it was
freaking awesome. Did you cry?
So, yes. We were both sitting there. Like, we started, he goes, oh my God, listen to this. And there's Riley going, I would like to have 2 balloons. And, you know, whatever the hell he's talking about. And then there's Sean, he's crying because I won't give him the thing to put in his mouth. And it was like, kids are, we bitch about kids. We talk about it like they're a pain in the ass and God, I don't want to go to Disneyland because the kids are ruined, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, you know, and I am glad that my kids don't live with me anymore. But damn, if we weren't like in that moment going, man, those were hard days and I actually really miss them. Oh my God.
That's why the photo thing is, I'm not ashamed.
No,
I only carry this phone because I like my watch. I'll just do everything on that.
Yeah.
But I carry the phone to take pictures of those kids.
Yep.
I'm walking the dog and I'm like, Edie, turn around. She turns around. I'm like, why? We're just walking down the street.
Take video too, because you know, it's the sound of their voices. Like we have a couple recordings of them from, cause we've always had a studio set up in our house and, you know, recorded them and John would like make up songs and they would sing them. And so we have all these really cute recordings and stuff, but this was just like kind of raw, nothing attached to it audio that I just like you, and you recognize their little voices and go, oh my God, it's like a whole nother person. Oh, it was just such a like,
that's awesome. Well, and you can save those, right?
He's going to try and get them off that little recorder.
That's rad.
I know. So it was really touching and moving and nostalgic. Anyway, hi, Friday.
Yeah.
Let's party, shall we? As the world turns. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah, Minnie, Alice's morning show. Here's a song. See you after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.